It's the size of Hurricane Katrina, but with stronger winds. That's how my mate Terry described Cyclone Yasi to me this morning when I phoned him up to see how he was coping. 3 weeks ago, my mate Terry, who lives in Brisbane, was watching the flood waters rise and swamp the city. Now he's up in Cairns on business, and he's in a hotel 11 stories up, right on the waterfront, where they're expecting a storm surge of between 3 and 4 metres as the cyclone rushes in from across the Coral Sea. Winds are going to reach 250 kilometres an hour, and when he opened the window to speak to me, all I could hear was... It's a little scary waiting for a cyclone to arrive, especially the biggest one that's ever hit Australia, ever. And he says, well, first of all, I'm on my own. I'm 16 steps from my front door across the open corridor to the stairwell. I've counted it in case the lights go out. And I've got a large chicken and some bread for a sandwich in case I'm stuck here for a lot longer. How's your dad getting on? I said, knowing that his dad was on the coast 100 miles south. Yeah, I told him that if he didn't move out, the cops would come and pick him up and move him on. So he's taken off 20 odd miles away up to my sister's. He said, I would have gone myself, but the road is likely to be flooded when this storm surge happens. And that's not the only effect of Cyclone Yasi. I've got a pole house built on stilts just north of Cairns, and I discovered that the insurance runs out on Saturday. So I'm rather hoping that I haven't got to make a claim. I shall be waiting as the winds build over the next few hours. And what happens is they start dramatically and in 3 or 4 hours build up to this enormous blow that comes through. At its peak, there's about 20 minutes of howling winds. And then the eye of the storm passes, everything goes quiet. And then you get another 15, 20 minutes as the winds blow the other way. It's cyclonic. This time, they're expecting winds for over an hour at either side of the eye of the storm. And the latest news is it's changing direction. It changes direction constantly, this thing. So a couple of hours ago, when it was heading off further south, 100 miles or so, now it's heading back towards the city centre of Cairns. And no one will know until it actually hits. When you're all alone, 11 stories up, at midnight, and the winds are the strongest you've ever heard in your entire life. So by the time I go to bed tonight, I shall have a fairly good idea if my pole house is still standing and if my friend has come through it okay.